Begin this morning by reading one of my favorite of Shinran Shonin's Wasan. These are the poems of the Nembutsu that Shinran composed to express his appreciation of the Buddha's teaching and the teaching of the seven masters, the important teachers of India, China, and Japan, who guided the Nembutsu teaching into our modern era. This particular wasan is based on Shinran's appreciation of the teachings of Shandao, who was a Chinese monk who lived in the 7th century in China. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho wa omegai shimasu. Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin. Shakyamida wa jinobumo shujuni zenge hobenshi warera ga mujo no shinjin ho okise shime tama ike ri. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you all for joining us this morning for our Sunday service. We have a few more of these summer format Sunday services before we go back to our regular Dharma School format on September 9th, or rather September 11th, isn't it? The 10th or the 11th, around there. I get the pool party and the day of the Dharma School mixed up in my head. But many of us are going back to school in a couple weeks. I know we don't want to think about it. We're enjoying summer, but we're coming to the end of the summer, and that means a couple of things. One of them is lots of obons and celebrations. For us, our obon is one of the last obons of the summer season, and it also means the Buddhist Women's Association takes their annual excursion trip to someplace fun, right? And so today, this afternoon, is anyone planning to go over to Palo Alto this afternoon? Maybe play a few games over there, or maybe in a couple weeks, anybody planning to go on the excursion trip? Also might play a few games, I think, if I understand the destination of that trip. And so I've been thinking kind of about playing games and how playing and having fun is an ancient sort of long part of the Buddhist tradition and one of the ways in which Buddhists have learned throughout the centuries and even all the way back to the time of the Buddha. And particularly one of the Buddha's cousins by the name of Anuruddha loved to play games. He was a boy, like the Buddha. He lived in a very luxurious situation. His family were like the Buddha's family. They were princes and kings, and so he had everything that he could want. And he had a group of friends who were similar to him. They had very comfortable, luxurious lives. And so one day they decided to play a game called Where Does Food Come From? Where does food come from? They all love to eat. They love to eat delicious food. And so they went around and they each asked each other, where do you think food comes from? Where do you think food comes from? And the first boy says, I know where food comes from. At my house, we have a little kind of a little room out in the back. And in that room, there's a place where they take the rice and they grind it up. They grind it up and they take off all the husks and the hulls of that rice. And that's where the rice becomes nice and clean. So food comes from that little room in the back of our house, right? And another boy said, no. In our house, the room is inside the house. It's inside the house. I've only been there once, but I'm told that it's called the kitchen. The kitchen. And so that is where food comes from. Food comes from this special room called the kitchen. And then the third boy, his name was Anuruddha. He said, no. In my house, our food comes from beautiful jeweled bowls, beautiful jeweled dishes that sit on the table. When we open up the lid, there's always delicious food inside. So at my house, food comes from these magical dishes that we have in our house. So these are the kind of games that these boys like to play. They like to play games where they sort of challenged each other. And another game that they like to play was a game of dice. Has anybody here ever played dice before? Play games that have dice? Yeah, Duomo, we have some games at our house that includes dice. So you roll the dice and you get different numbers, right? If you roll a dice, it has different numbers written on it. And they were playing a very simple game. They each took turns rolling the dice. And whoever rolled the highest number, they won. They won, okay? So they were playing this game, and they played for a while, and they said, you know, this game is getting kind of boring. How about we make things interesting? You ever heard people say that when they're playing games? Sometimes when they say that, sometimes that means that they want to have a bet. Do you know what a bet is? A bet is when, you know, you make some agreement. So they said, how about this? Whoever loses, so the three of us will play, and whoever is the loser, that person has to provide a dish of treats for all the other boys who are playing. So there are three of them. So they went around, they each rolled the dice, and do you know who lost? Anuruddha lost. So he said, Anuruddha, you're the loser, so you have to provide the treats. He said, oh, shucks, but okay, I'll do it. So he said, and he called his servant. The servant came running over. He says, yes, sir. He said, please bring me a dish of cakes. Right? And the servant ran off to Anuruddha's mother. He ran into the kitchen, and he said, Mrs. Anuruddha's mother, please provide your son. Anuruddha has requested a dish of cakes. She said, oh, okay, it's kind of early, but I guess we could have snack time. So she makes up some cakes. She gets some flour and some butter. And she makes delicious cakes, and she provides them to the servant. And the servant runs back, presents them to the boys, and they all eat them up. And they, wow, these are good cakes. How about we play another round? Okay, right? So they say, okay, they each take turns rolling the dice. Guess who loses? Anuruddha loses again. So, another dish of cakes. And so the servant runs back. Please, Anuruddha has requested another dish of cakes. Says, wow, those must have been really good. Okay, so she takes the rest of the flour, the rest of the butter, the rest of the sugar. They even have a little bit of dried fruit, so she adds that too. She uses up all the ingredients in the kitchen to make a really big dish of cakes. Because she says, you know what, I don't have time to keep making cakes all afternoon. I'll just make one big batch, and this will surely be enough until dinner. So she gives them the cakes. Servant runs back, presents them to the boys. They eat them up. Wow, these are good cakes. Oh, so delicious. Let's play one more round. Okay. So they play another round. Guess who loses again? Anuruddha. He's a loser. Oh, no. Another dish of cakes. The servant says, okay. Runs back, goes to the mother. Anuruddha requests another dish of cakes. Says, tell him we have no more cakes. Okay. Runs back. Anuruddha, your highness, there are no more cakes. Anuruddha says, no more cakes. He'd never heard this word, no more, before. No more. I wonder what no more cakes taste like. Okay, we'll try those. Send the no more cakes. We'll have a dish of no more cakes. Fine. Ma'am, Anuruddha requests the no more cakes. And the mother, she got it. She says, oh, I see. This boy doesn't understand. So she gets that big, beautiful jeweled dish, opens it up, she washes it out, she cleans it, and she wipes it perfectly clean so there's not even one speck of dust inside. She very carefully places the lid on the cakes and says, here are the no more cakes. Be careful not to spill them, right? No more cakes. Runs. Sir, the no more cakes you've requested. Right? Anuruddha then says, okay, guys, these are going to be good. Opens it up. Empty, right? And this is where Anuruddha is very special. Because I think many people, if they opened up the cakes, how would they feel? What do you think? Disappointed, sad, angry, maybe. Anuruddha feels very embarrassed because he realizes, oh, I've been so greedy. I've been so greedy. I didn't understand the meaning of no more. And so when he looked into that beautiful dish and saw his own reflection in the bottom of it, he realized the kindness of his mother. Inside that dish was his mother's kindness. She had sent him that kind lesson of what is no more. And he recognized his own greediness. He recognized that he'd just been asking for more and more, even though he'd already had enough. Right? So he had a really wonderful, truly kind mother, who helped him to see himself, to see how he really was, and to recognize that if I'm not so greedy, then I won't go through life always wanting more and more. I'll be able to live calmly and I'll be able to live with peace of mind, right? So he had a wonderful mother. Shinran Shonin, in this wasan that I read at the start of my talk today, he says, Shakyamuni and Amida, these are the Buddhas. Shakyamuni Buddha lived in India 2,500 years ago. Amida Buddha is right here in the center of our shrine here. This is a statue of Amida Buddha. He says they're our father and our mother, right? So it doesn't mean they're literally our parents in the way we usually think of parents, but they have this same kindness that Anuruddha's mother had for him. It says, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. Right? So they love us. Anuruddha's mother loved him very much. She really cared about him. And she guided him with skillful means, right? She could have just shouted at him, right? She could have gone out there and said, you're a spoiled brat, right? But she didn't. She didn't because she knew that to really teach him the lesson, she had to guide him skillfully so that he would look in the bottom of that dish and see himself, not just to shout at him, but to help him see himself as he truly is, right? And so guiding us in this way, Shinran says, they bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin. Shinjin is a Japanese word that means to entrust our hearts to the Buddha, to entrust our minds to the guidance of the Buddha's teachings, to hear the Buddha's teachings and to recognize that, oh, that's a story about me, right? So when you hear this story, who feels like they're the mother who's always making lots and lots of cakes for people? Right? Maybe some of us feel that way. Be almost pointing to his mommy, right? Right? Who feels like the friends, right? Who are just going along and playing games? Who feels like Anuruddha? I do, right? I feel like that. And so when I hear that story, I think, oh, that's me. That's me. And a person who receives this trusting heart of the Buddha realizes not only that's me, not only am I Anuruddha, but I have that kind mother there guiding me. All these people around me in my life, my own mother, my family, my friends, all of you, but also I have the Buddha who provided these teachings for me. Even though the Buddha lived 2,500 years ago, the other side of the world, he was concerned about people just like me, just like all of us, and provided his teachings, recognizing that we might have a tendency to just ask for more and more and more, unable to be satisfied with what we have already received. And so we receive this kindness of the Buddha. In our tradition, we have the practice of saying the words Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, we're taught, is the voice of the Buddha calling us to take refuge in the wisdom of the Buddha, to trust the Buddha's teachings. And then when we do that, we have this sense of peace of mind, of happiness. Maybe we feel a little bit embarrassed by how selfish we've been, but we feel so grateful that we have those who are here to guide us. And so we say, Namman Dabutsu, as an expression of our joy and our gratitude. O Nenbutsu wa Hotoke sama no yobigoe to iwaremasu ne. Hotoke sama ga watashi wo kieshimasu という曲名ですね。 それを聞いたら、この教えが私の民、欲張るのは私ですと気づいたら、ちょっと恥ずかしい気持ちがありながら、ああでもこういう示していただく存在があってありがたい、何よりもありがたい、何万打仏の念仏が出てくるというのは信心の念仏ということでございます。 So I'd like to encourage you all to continue to play lots of games, have lots of fun in life, and also through those games to come to a clearer understanding of yourself and to see that mirror of the Nembutsu shining in your lives. 皆さんよく遊んでください。遊びながらこの念仏の鏡を見て自分の本当の様子を気づいていただきたいと思います。In conclusion, I'll once again read these words of Shinran Shoni. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the Supreme Shinjin.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.